It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Tegan Gaze. Hey, Tegan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you, Cal. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You and I have something else in common, not only music and the love of music, but the love of pugs, too. Is that right?
I know. I just, like, love you even more now. Pug people are very special people.
We sure are. We love our pugs, don't we?
I have a pug tattoo.
Oh, wow. Do you? I haven't gone that far yet.
I know. I'm a little bit pug crazy.
What? What's your pug?
I know.
What's your pug's name?
Billie Jean the Pug.
Of course, right?
She's sitting on my lap right now, so if you hear snorting, it's not me, just FYI.
It's the pug. It's Billie Jean. Awesome. Well, what a great way to start off this conversation, Tegan, I tell you. You and I have touched base many times over the last little while. What's been going on with you? You got the new song called Blame the Wine, which we'll talk about in a second, but everything else going good?
Everything else is going great. I'm actually gearing up, getting ready to play my first festival ever. Nice. In my hometown on October 2nd, Denim on the Diamond. So I'm really excited about that.
Nice. How exciting will that be for people to see you in your hometown too, right? That'll be great.
I hope they're excited. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm sure they will be. I'm sure they will be. That's great. Finally getting out in front of somebody and playing for a live audience. That must be really special.
Yeah, especially a big one like that. Like, I've never played anything that big before. So
yeah, great.
That'll be exciting.
Your new tune called Blame the Wine. Tell me about that song.
Yes, so Blame the Wine is a song that I wrote with Jeff Johnson, who also produced the song. And I actually wrote the song about a year before that. And when I brought it to the table, we were doing, this is my first co-write to ever. And we just kind of took the title and redid the song, and it was pretty fun. It went by in like an hour. It was a really fast write. I mean, it's pretty easy to write about all the silly things one does when they're drinking wine. There's so many things we could have said. And so, yeah, that's kind of how that song transpired, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm so happy that, you know, people are loving it and that radio's loving it, and I'm just, it's been wonderful.
Nice. Was it a big step for you to go into a co-write? Because, like you said, typically you write your own songs.
Yes. I mean, it was very nerve-wracking. I didn't know what to expect, and I wanted to be good. I know that, like, it's important to be, like, I wanted to be good at co-writing, and so I was nervous going in, but it's just easy. You just gotta, it's good to have two brains on something, things that you would never think of. So, mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot more of it now lately. I'm actually going down to Nashville in November to do some co-writing. I'm really excited about that, and yeah.
That Nashville vibe is still going strong, even through COVID, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I've been to Nashville one time, but mm-hmm. I was just there for a few days. I shot a music video and I left. Other than that, I've never been. So I'm really excited to go and make some connections and do some writing and just get inspired. Because I remember when I was there, I was just so, so inspired.
Yeah. And now you'll have a little bit more time to do that, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there for 2 weeks. And then I'll be coming back to make it back for the CCMAs.
Nice.
I've never been to before, so I'm really excited.
And it's great to talk about the CCMAs, isn't it? This time, once again in London. I guess they pushed the date back a little bit into November, but it's really cool.
Yeah, I've never been, so I was like really hoping and praying that it was still going to go on, and now that I know that it is, I'm like. So ecstatic, because again, that's another good place to go and make connections, and I'm just really excited to go and learn and make connections and see everybody, and it's going to be great.
Sure, fantastic. Tegan, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, so I'm on all social media. TigsXO, TIGSXO is my handle, or you can just find me under Tegan Gaze. I have all social media, Facebook, Instagram. I even have TikTok. And my website, TeganGaze.com, you can pretty much find everything on there. I have YouTube, and Yeah, follow me, message me. I want to be your friend.
Perfect. Well, say hi to my new friend Billie Jean for us as well, please.
I do that. Will.
And and we'll talk again for sure, Tegan. Good luck with everything going on, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Cal. It was great talking.
Tegan Gaze on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.